tu sans consomme de hirapie, vous êtes de marée comme un bassin de mon ami.
So Rinpoche wishes everybody good evening. Can you hear me?
No.
No. Rinpoche says good evening. He also says that he hopes and prays that the wisdoms arising from listening to teachings reflect upon their meaning and the practice of meditation will dispel the darkness of ignorance. I will have to stay here, you know. I can't stand up.
Tene teren tiran tu tene Amerika da Europe la so pa jarka na so ni pepe mo so zai ding ding la tene gombo lo jo jita ba ni de yo pa te tende ya pore karba zang pore kar sa na do chong cho ki lo ji.
So Rinpoche says that you've come from different countries in the world, the States, Europe, European countries, and so on. Can you hear me at the back? Huh?
Yes,
thank you. And he says...
Okay, Chembo.
Oh,
yeah.
Rinpoche says that it is very auspicious and you're very fortunate to sit here on these grass mats and listen to the teachings of Nagarjuna.
Gombo Lodrobje Tawa. Gombo Lodrobje Repetro Tawa La Lobjon Seya Yopa Nindu Yopa. Tusam Seji Yopa Te Tira Tindri Yopo. Ah, raison.
So if one listens to the teachings seated on grass mats, then that will be a reminder to give rise to being content and satisfied.
Tene Sanje Yang Sanje Pacaps Zai Din Ting, Zai Din Ting, Zai Din Ting, Tene Dorje Din Sanjo Kingdom to Sanje Paradis and Zai Din the Tendaya Boyer.
So the historical Buddha then attained enlightenment at Bodhgaya seated on a grass mat. For that reason, it's then very auspicious for all of us to listen to teachings while sitting on grass mat. So in the past, there have been many siddhas in India, Tibet and Nepal that attained realization. These siddhas then in the past attained enlightenment seated on grass mats and living in grass huts.
The Jumtsi Tisena, the Netsai Din, the Junior, the Tusan Gomsum Sebati.
So it's therefore very auspicious to listen to teachings, reflect on the meaning, and practice meditation on grass
mats.
So Rinpoche will begin by reciting a praise to the Buddha, Manjushri, and the Karmapa.
Tusum zonje dom jejong ridan jingur jam tu jab da tumhe bar da la ma da be sab je do tumo me bala sa sa jin jo sun jo ho jo ne zro dom je do dorvo me bar je zo zo mo nom da zo 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 je sa je de tin je ba me re len ge be je Sirab Nida Nave Chukun Saratam Jotun Kendra Vlasa Dha rūkāṅ ca se sōṅ pācīṅ lū sāṅ pācīṅ pī chūcīṅ gāṅ tam jār vā yāp tu chūr chāṅ jār se sōr mā vā sīṅ kī tu mī lō tu rūkāṅ sāṅ mē tu tam pī sū rīm jī lāṅ ca lō rī tu mā jā tī chīṅ kū chīṅ tu bū tā rī yōṅ cīṅ lā mā jī pā rī ca lā tu par tīṅ tūr chīṅ ca mā rī kīṅ ca mā lā mā kār mā bā Jinkur kunjin jung na si chi pa jir yadang na jir ma Tine kunjin se po wang jir chi chung pe jin chang dar la Na jir si chi kui pen doi don dar mi tuk chi chung wang ran da La yi ke dan lo dan nu jin ke ro Chom da dan ma yi ke nang dan ro wa kunjin tra ke chi sam Tham chi ke do da ke chi tong do O la so tan ro wa nam kan ta ta nyam pe sim jin tham chi chi tong do Si yi ni jin ta la mne pa yang ta pa zhubi san je ji gomba rambu ji dhubar sa. Te yi che do tanbe chu la tu san gong som je zunbar jewa nyambe samba san jung cho do tok jeba ngon da tan de sembar sa.
So Rinpoche asks everyone to begin by giving rise to bodhicitta. That is the wish and effort one does in order to attain perfect Buddhahood, also referred to as non-abiding Nirvana. For the sake of all sentient beings in numbers as vast as the sky, towards that end, one resolves to make efforts as to listening to the teachings, reflect upon their meaning and the practice of meditation.
Tene namba sanje pi chula tikpa chungu tang, tikpa chungu ni ranga tikpa tang, tikpa chenpu ni le, tikpa chenpu loso, tene sanje ju gomba dogo yore.
So in terms of the Buddhist teachings, there are different approaches. There is the lesser vehicle, which consists of two traditions, the traditions of the Sravakas and the Pratika Buddhas. Then there is the greater vehicle, the Mahayana. In terms of the Mahayana, then one practices in order to attain perfect Buddhahood.
Tene sanje siji nye jen thala mne pa sanje je gongpang drupare sepa la sinta ngopam sipa tsawa juji je nyamni tang hinta ngopwe nyamni nye yu gogre te nye de karre se na sipa tsawa jubam sipa se je tong korwa re sipa ngorwa tsawa jubare sepa la tene dāmi tōpāṁ tōni tōpī hirāp jī gōng gōrē hiantāṁ gōpāṁ hivāli hiāmbā tōpā lā tēne sāmbātā nī jī sāngchūk sēm jī gōm gōrē tī sē nā tōni tōpī gōm tāṁ sāmbā nī jī sāngchūk sēm jī gōm tī yāpū yō nā tēne sīkī nī jī ntālā mēnē bā sāngchī jī gōmā tōp tūpā rē
In terms of attaining perfect Buddhahood or complete enlightenment Then there are two aspects. There is the overcoming of samsara or conditioned existence, referred to as the extreme of conditioned existence, since it is an extreme state of being. Then there is the extreme of what is referred to or called peace, that relates to the nirvana of the arhats, which in comparison with Buddhahood is incomplete. In order to attain complete enlightenment, one has to overcome these two extremes. The first extreme of samsara is then overcome by the practice of emptiness by meditating on the absence of a real individual and there being real phenomena. by means of cultivating or meditating on loving kindness and compassion, the second extreme is overcome, referred to as peace, as we saw. That is then the incomplete nirvana of the arhats. So, by means of cultivating emptiness and loving kindness and compassion, non-abiding nirvana is attained.
Tene atekwa chenpe lo la sanje je komba drop to gube jumsen kan yinam nyin tu da ran sanje je lan le hyo na tu chu ring bo ma to ba tu jun tong tong la pe na nyi rang lan le hyo na ma che den la so ba la dra chom de drop to gu yo re ran jar je lan le hyo na karpa ja la so ba la tene ran jar ser ta ran jar je dra to ดาจอมเดวดรุบทุบอะไรตุตุตงตงลานินทุตารังจัจเจรังจัจเจดาตอมเปนเดวลามิเจลามิดาจอมบาดรุบทุกนโตเตเตดรุบนิดิกมาเรเวซานเจจคอมบาดรุบกุเวจุนซินคาร์เรซานอติจุนซินเตเตกวาเจมบุลอลาเซมจินทัมเจพัลมารมาจุบะยอมาเรเตนิเซมจินทัมเจจตงซีกุกเรรังจิกปุตารปาตอนพิงมาเร
Now, in terms of the Sravaka tradition and the Pratyeka Buddha tradition, one can, without having to practice for an extremely long period of time, attain the fruition of these traditions, which is referred to as arhathood without remainder. In terms of the Sravaka tradition, one can in fact attain nirvana of this tradition within seven lives or lifetimes. In terms of the Pratyeka Buddha tradition, then the nirvana of this tradition can be attained within 100 kalpas or aeons. At that point, the individual attaining arhathood of this tradition is then referred to or has been called rhinoceros-like. That originates with that a certain category of practitioners of this tradition then only practice alone. They don't practice in groups and they don't rely on teachers. Therefore, they have been called or referred to as rhinoceros-like.
Well, no, simply just...
Then one may wonder if during such a short period of time one is able to attain the fruition of the particular tradition one practices, why should one strive to attain complete or perfect Buddhahood? The answer is that according to the Mahayana, then all beings at one point or another have been one's mother and therefore shown one great kindness. For that reason, one then strives to attain complete Buddhahood so that one in a very vast way will be able to benefit these beings that have benefited one in the past. So one at that point sees that one shouldn't strive to attain liberation for oneself alone, but for the sake of all sentient beings. One also decides or resolves to work for the benefit of beings until samsara has been emptied, until all beings have been liberated. One does so by means of emanating in different forms and in this way benefit beings in an appropriate way, being able to benefit them in a way which is suitable to different or in different situations.
Kal semjin je tonde sanje je komba drog go bi jumse de dar yina sanje je komba komba drog thobe jumse kar sa na drog thobe jumse de dene sanje tonba sanje je dehi ngin bon drog yon la chap som bare semjin tamje la dehi ngin bo kam dehi ngin bo am dehi ngin bo yue be se na dene semjin namje sanje je komba drom na drog tuwe
so if in this way, or if motivated in this way, one should practice or strive to attain complete Buddhahood, one may then wonder what is it that makes it possible to attain Buddhahood. The answer is that, as the Buddha himself stated, what is referred to as the Buddha nature pervades all sentient beings. And it is the Buddha nature that then provides the possibility, so to speak, to attain complete enlightenment.
Tene derhi nyingbo te karrasa. Derhi nyingbo te oma la randong da yendo nye pa la randong ta do se na sem je ne lok. Sem dembe tombe sem je ne lok tura la adeshi nyimbo sigre yendong tada sena sem je ne lok tura cha mayimba tene sem je ne lok satong yemi la adeshi nyimbo jagre.
Then one may wonder what is this Buddha nature. There are then different viewpoints. There is the Madhyamaka approach, which has two subdivisions, referred to as Rangtong and Shentong. According to the first approach, then the Buddha nature is synonymous with the true nature of mind, or the true condition of mind, which is beyond mental fabrication and empty of reality. Then there is the second approach, the Shentong approach. There it is taught that the true condition of mind is not just a state free from mental fabrication. It is the union of clarity and emptiness.
Then the same genealog de Dirhi Nyambo Yena Yang, Lower Trupetrama, Jeva Toma Meba Nikombe, Pacha de Dob, the Lower Trupetrame Debdu Yere. Lovon trupe trema de jango yure. Lovon trupe trema pa kya dan jeba dambe chu jin nyam ni. Tusang gombe hirab je jang na. Tene lovon trupe trema pa kya dan jeba sebe kapsa sang jeba de.
So, as we saw, the true nature of mind, or the true condition of mind, is the same as the Buddha nature. It is also referred to as the Buddha nature. The Buddha nature, or the true condition of mind, is then veiled by or obscured by accidental stains. Accidental stains are then temporary, indicating that one may or is able to purify mind of these stains. The stains then refer to habitual tendencies or patterns that have been accumulated since beginningless time. These habitual patterns then obscure the true nature of mind, prevents one from perceiving the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature. So one needs to purify mind of these habitual patterns. This one then does by means of listening to teachings, by means of giving rise to the wisdoms, by means of listening to teachings, reflect upon their meaning and the practice of meditation. Once habitual patterns have been eliminated, then at that time one attains enlightenment.
Tene ta devari khe penin bun jokchor lekpar khe bala jokchor khe chor jokchor khe chor khande ji yimba yabo khe bala tene tepa chimbilo lang gombo lurup chitta ba ta ampa ba thumi je gomba ta ba am gomba te khe ba kar chen bore tumba ni je gom ja ba la yang tene gombo lurup je lokang yimba ta pa ba thumi je Doctor Kang Yimbati, Hiba Kartimbore, Tisena Tandana to the Dundajela, the name Gombolurup Jetawatang, Yamachik, Yamachila, Papa Tomi Jetawatang, Sombala, Tombani, the Gomhe Yakitaki, Zokubijun Saint Tetari.
So, in terms of understanding the different presentations of the Buddha nature, the different ways in which the Buddha nature is viewed, as well as developing an understanding of how to meditate on emptiness, it is very important to study the views of Nagarjuna and Asanga. For that reason, Rinpoche then each week has divided the different teachings up in relation to these views. So one day the view of Nagarjuna will be explained, the next day the view of Asanga, and the third day how to meditate on emptiness will be explained.
Gondar jiten ju tanda toy chosere. Kolo tambu gondar tam chose.
Tam
chose de hipetrenye la sopa mangbo yore.
Tam la sorin.
Gombo lodrup je ten ju mangbo yore. Kolo tambu gondar jiten ju. Kolo parba gondar jiten ju. Kolo tama sumba gondar jiten ju tang. Ten ju de ten da wosan so mingri.
So Nagarjuna then wrote many treatises. These are then divided into three categories in relation to the three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma.
The somjinani tene kolo parpa gonder gonder omarekto nga yore rekto nga te Oma rekto ten kolo parpe gonder. Kolo parpe mutin tuni jeramba nam rekpe drop de sombala oma rekto nga yore.
So, in terms of.
Togan sigre.
La.
Ya, ya.
In terms of.
Oma rekto nga am drop de sita ten de tesicheba jeramba.
So, in terms of the teachings of the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma. The treatises Nagarjuna wrote relating to the second turning then are referred to as the collections of reasoning, either five or six. Now, the teachings of the second turning explicitly taught emptiness. And this is what Nagarjuna, in his treatises, established by means of reasoning.
Tene toy cho la toy cho chubden se le jure. Toy cho chubden te chu ji yeng la toy ba. Chu ji yeng se jute tongba nye re. Chu ji yeng truba da traba tongba nye la toy ba. Chu ji yeng tongba nye la toy ba la so ba. Toy cho chubden se ten ju chubden yo re. Toy cho chubden je gongba te kolo tam gongdong re.
Then other treatises, as was said, written by Nagarjuna, elucidate the teachings of the third turning. They are referred to as these treatises are referred to as the collections of praise. In all 17, it is the praise of the Dharmadhatu and so on. The Dharmadhatu then is synonymous with emptiness beyond mental fabrication.
Tene tereng tanda kolo parpe gonder omarecho jenani rikpa chukyo pa se yore, rikpa chukyo pa se kye chi kyo yore.
Chukyo pa yore?
Rikpa chukyo pa re.
Di rikpa chukyo yore de?
Chukyo re, rikpa chukyo pa se.
So, today's teaching...
So?
Today's... Today's teaching is related to a text or a treatise of Nagarjuna that elucidates the teachings of the second turning. The name of this treatise is then 60 reasonings.
Te rikpa chukyo pa le nemi mikpa yo mai nemi mikpa yo mai sawa mi ke nepa mi marek jo le hindu so thoma unda number pa chukin hindu ningbo mi jese tronche drawa te mom pa tronche me se pa drawa jo ma hindu na so de
de korwa la jargon
re den korwa le re so re de korwa re korwa korwa na de ke ba korwa ne so na
Nej, så länge han skulle nicha.
Koordinator skevare.
Han skulle skevare. So, then Rinpoche quotes Nagarjuna. It is then a verse which describes the way in which samsara appears. It says that samsara has no basis and samsara cannot be described as this or that, understood, being nothing in itself. Samsara has no origin, and samsara does not remain. Samsara is caused by ignorance. It has no beginning, middle, or end. Samsara has no essence. It is like the banyan tree. And samsara is like the city of the Gandharavas. Samsara is a place of ongoing delusion where illusion-like beings appear.
Are tambo ta nemi tambo te ne me barang korba se jitele ne yo mare ye yo mare korba koran ngene ten san rawo te yetin karre se ne ne me pa ye me ba re ne ki kan ya ma re pe na zamling de sa kon de nam ka tong ba le yo re te le ye kan ya ma re te ga la nam ka tong ba le ne me ba de yo ro te na ne te na ye ko ba la ne ki ra ko kan ya yo
so
in ne ki de ba to ba ya ma re
so the first sentence then says that samsara has no basis indicating that samsara has no real basis. There is no real basis or foundation that can be found. Samsara then is like this earth which remains in empty space. If you look at this earth, it remains in empty space. It has no basis. Similarly, samsara has no basis.
Neme pa, nemi, mekpa yo ma yinse. Tene, korba tela, mwene ten ten, denpa, tropa, yinpa, tela, tenpo so tovyan rawu, mekpa yor kanya yo ma re.
So, samsara also cannot be described in any way, since, this is understood, it is nothing in itself. Samsara has no reality, it is not of a lasting nature and so on. It cannot be described to or pointed to in any way, being nothing in itself.
Pena nga tso mlam do nawa na tso ji kyana, mlam ngon shiva yina, trubi nawa re, mlam je nawa den jor mundo wa tenpo zoya ke, mgyon rabo kanya yoma re.
The simile given to describe this is as follows. For example, when one dreams and is aware of that one is dreaming, even though one may try to, so to speak, create something lasting or permanent, as to what is dreamt of, this is not possible. The gyur to gimindu.
Men gyur moto pa tembo so ya ke me gyur yama.
So there is nothing in the dream that can be related to as having a lasting nature.
Malam yendo, malam yendo nga sun korba nama de namba lo lan turba nama re, turba nama yinba se na, tene nga su sen de nama de njor mundo ba tenpo de yapo zo to yaga me yor kanya yo ma re, yon do kare. Rava?
Similarly,
zo to kwa re.
The experiences in this life then originate with confusion, with ignorance, and there is no way in which one can make what is experienced in this life lasting and unchanging. The Tugimare.
Nekanzo Tugimare. Tembo Zoya, the Mikinda Wokayan Yamare.
So there is nothing that one can refer to or regard as being or having a lasting and unchanging nature.
Pen achievo gepo, mo gepo, narangato di ya lan to gumare, carva chitina, telatin, the ya shok jane, carva, jupa.
Lare, what is it calling? A stick?
Carva.
A walking stick.
Chivo gepo te, rangato di lam, matoba chapa capso, carva chiona, telatin, the ya. Ten mepetin sen lang tugre. Ten ravo kova tela tembo zoya ke teni mepetin kanya yomare.
So, for example, an old man that cannot, that is then weak because of old age and cannot by himself get out of his chair would then rely on a walking stick. As a support for getting up or getting out of a chair. Now, the old man can then use this as a support, as a help, whereas in samsara there is nothing that one can rely upon as a support, as having a lasting and unchanging quality which would support one or help one in the way that the walking stick supports the old man. Then all people throughout the world attempt to create stable and lasting situations, thinking that I will create a stable and lasting situation for my family and myself. This is not possible, even though everyone attempts to do so. It is not possible because samsara is nothing but a creation of or manifestation of ignorance or the confused mind.
Yeah.
I can't see.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
No, I can't see. I can't see. It's mine.
Name is it? 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 Name is Kovaran, Denver, Mina, Savan Rao, Chick, Denver, Trova, Yoga, Riversino, Sava, Denver, Trova, Yoga, Mare, Korvetsava, Maribare, Ina, Maribaran, Denver, Madobre, Sava, Denver, Trova, Chio, never.
So, then the next line says that samsara has no origin. One may then think, having understood that samsara itself has no reality, one may think, well, there must be a real origin of samsara, even though samsara itself isn't real. Well, that's a misconception. Samsara arises as a result of ignorance, and ignorance itself has no reality. Therefore, samsara has no real origin.
So
this So therefore, samsara doesn't remain. Since it has no real origin, it doesn't remain. So, since samsara has no real origin, it doesn't truly remain or abide. Therefore, samsara is like a dream. If one, for example, dreams of a snake, that dream snake has no reality. Therefore, it doesn't truly remain either. It couldn't possibly truly remain being unreal itself.
So samsara
is a creation of ignorance. It is in dependence upon ignorance that samsara occur. It is ignorance which causes samsara. Then independence upon that ignorance which is responsible for samsara, then there is a further development, so to speak, in a negative direction, because once there is samsaric experience, there is the experience of intense suffering.
Ta marek pa li khen do kande songre se na marek pa la ti ne nyu mumba song. Nyu mumba la ti ne le sa. Le la ti ne ti ne dunga na so pa nyu se na marek jo li khen do song song bar.
So, independence on ignorance, conflicting emotions arise. Independence upon conflicting emotions, one accumulates negative karma, which result in suffering, in various types of suffering.
Onang korwa te marek bjole songa inang korwa la thoma tang thama yorebe se na thoma unta number pangse thoma meba tha meba u meba thoma unta thamje pangbare. Karre sena marek pala jo marek pala somare marek pala thoma unta mebe se na marek pala song korwa la yang thoma unta mebare.
So as we saw, samsara is caused by ignorance. Then samsara itself, being caused by ignorance, has no beginning, middle or end, because its cause, samsara, has no beginning, middle or end.
Tinkova toma unta mebate malamta toma unta toma tama mebare.
So, the absence of beginning, middle, and end is then dreamlike or illusion-like.
Onan kova toma toma meba ta meba u meba ina kova rangla.
Rinpoche. Middle.
Che se?
Toma tama. Kanje songsong.
Toma unta. Toma unta.
Yeah.
This one.
No.
Toma unta meba ina. Then Korva tell a Ningbon Ravoji. Korva Kora Zumba in a young Ningbon Ravoji, then by Uber Sena. Chuhang in the Ningbo Mesomore. Chuhang Sejute, Papa Mangbore, Papa Kaseji Kuna Nan, Ningbo Yomare, Papa Kanga Zosan, then Ningbo Toya Yomare. Then Nying Korva Della Nedene Toma Unta Mebatan. Jen the Ningbo Meba. Nan the Ningbo Kayan Toya Yomare.
So, one may then think that samsara has some sort of essence or substance, substantial existence, even though it has no beginning, middle, or end. Well, that's a misunderstanding as well, because in fact, samsara has no essence or substantial existence. It's like the banyan tree. Once the bark has been peeled off, it is empty and hollow. There is no core. The tree is empty and hollow. In the same way, samsara has no essence or substance.
Nāng hīga mārvā, kāndi sī nāng mārvā sī nāng trīsī trōngchēr tāpate sī, tēne kōrvā tē trīsī trōngchēn rāvā rā sī. Trīsī trōngchēr sī jītē lōngbā tōngbā lā trōngchēn rāvā, trīsī trōngchēr tōngu yō sī rā, trīsī trōngchēn rāvā. Nīngbō mēpā, dēnbā mēpā, mē yīndu nāvā, nāng yīndu tōngbā trīsī trōngchēn rāvā sī rā. Trīsī trōngchēn hā kua? Nā kā yā kua. Longba tongba le yare, longtong.
Longtong la yare.
Longtong yare.
Kashiki tongba yare.
Ah.
Kashiki tongba yare.
Kashiki tongba yare, mo mangbi tongba le. Changka jase wama. Katsi ke tongba sunba. Re, tese tongche.
So.
Tese tongche, deyi tongche se. Oh ya.
So, samsara then appears though it is nothing in itself, though it has no reality. It is empty of reality, yet it manifests or appears. The simile given to describe this is that samsara is like the city of the Gandharavas. These are said to be celestial beings, and in empty places, a city of these celestial beings may appear or manifest, have been seen by people, and is then described as something illusory, something that appears yet has no existence or substance.
That is it,
if one doesn't understand this simile, then you should contemplate the illusory nature of samsara in relation to a dream.
That is it, Ronjan Rao, the condition of Jokan Tennis and Momba Tonjan Mazebas on it. Corbett Tonjan, the Momba Latinus on it, and Corbett the Momba Tonjan's Momba Latinus on it.
So then it is said that samsara is like a place of ongoing illusion or ignorance.
Corbett Momba Tonjan, the Jumatronjan Rao, Jumatab, Jumatronjan.
And it's like an illusion like place. It is an illusion-like place of ongoing delusion.
Juma king kepa katne tanda yome tronchir tendu truba zogo yere.
So skilled magicians are then able to conjure up the illusion of a place or a city.
Tene korwa de mumbe tronchir ina roba nam karre. Roba juma yinda nam mo. Korwa mōmba tōngche, trese tōngche rāwa tēla, rōba sīnjī nām, tēne jōma tāba nāngres, rōba jōma kīnda nām.
As was said, samsara is a place of ongoing delusion, which has no reality, which is comparable to a city of the Gandharavas, these celestial beings. And in this place, in this city, then illusion-like beings appear or come into existence.
So this
verse then points to that samsara ultimately has no reality, though on a relative level samsara manifests as the result of the coming together of various causes and conditions, at which point it is illusion-like and dream-like, being the outcome of causes and conditions.
Tene nga su tambe chula tusang gomsom sene Jumatawu nawala denbar kemba namdo janwa che to tongba nye gomgore Tongba nye je tonto na Jumatawu nkorwa dala denbar kemba namdo la togre.
So, when practicing the excellent Dharma, when listening to teaching, reflecting upon their meaning, and when practicing meditation, one does so in order to be able to overcome the tendency one has to conceive of illusory-like appearances as real, in order to overcome the conception of samsara as something real. So one, for example, practices meditation on emptiness, and the aim of that practice, as was said, is then to overcome this tendency one has to grasp things as real and solid.
This is the Gombo Lurum Kolo Parpe, Gombang Gombo Lurum, Titavata de Sena, Tunda, Truba, and Trava Tumba Nil and Yambaria, Yamja Namkata, Viting and Zengom, Jitop Janam and the Jumata Golo Parpe Tumba Gondon Gombo Lurum, Jacumbata de Sena, Tunda, Truba, the Traveling Island, Truba, the Traveling Island, Yambriana, Yamja Namkata, Viting and Zere. Jetob Janama the Juma Mulam Tavalo Jana Jetob Juma Tavitin is a secret.
So, according to Nagarjuna, in his teachings that clarify the teachings of the second turning, says, in these teachings, Nagarjuna says that one should, in terms of meditation, rest in a state free from mental fabrication, that is the ultimate truth or absolute truth. Then in the post-meditative state, or during post-meditation, one should then try to develop an awareness of the dreamlike and illusion-like quality of existence. And that's referred to as samadhi, by means of which one then develops such an awareness of the illusion-like and dreamlike quality of existence.
The Gombo Lodrup Jetava Rikpa Tanda Rikpa Trukki Patsikyeche Ndordu Kyusimbay.
So that concludes this brief explanation on one of the verses from a treatise by Nagarjuna called 60 Reasonings.
Tene sang kolo sumba dehi nyingbo kolo sumba ndode ndo namje gondong tene papa thome je gokba rekpa ndode ki.
So tomorrow Rinpoche will give a brief explanation on the teachings of Asanga. You should try to practice shamatha or calm abiding.
Tene tanda Tutu Nunu Hema, Karasena Chiran, so to Jenny Mosobjons or young Lobjong to Soko and Mambuki.
So, Rinpoche says the teaching is short because during the day there are a lot of classes, so you have a lot of self study to do. Therefore, he will keep the teachings short.
Tene Drajur Lobra Lobjong, but singing Solatanda Lodong, Gobolo Repatuki, but the key that Jesus Poke Rangatin, Poe Rangatin, Homoki.
So then Rinpoche will explain or give an explanation on this verse at Marpa Institute for those that study there. And that teaching will be in Tibetan only.
Tene cheran so drajur lo drapa so drajur je lo vjong la chundu se pa de kar chenpo re kar re se na drajur lo vjong ya po se pecha tsu ya po jor to me simjin mangpo le pengri.
So Rinpoche says it is very important that you study the Dharma, for example, at Marpa Institute, so that you become able to translate texts. Such translation will come to benefit many beings.
Tene drajur cheran so drajur lo vjong ya po se ne yoma simjin le pengpe pengpa pecha mangpo jor to pe malami.
So Rinpoche prays that all of you will come to benefit many beings having studied the teachings, the texts, and having trained as translators.
Oh, yeah.